Good morning. It's August the 19th. Our New Testament reading today is Mark chapter 14. I'm going to read to you part of an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. The full text is in his book, Comfort of the Scriptures. I read. The Passover meal was followed by 7 days of unleavened bread. Of course, there was no leaven in the house when the Passover was killed, and the lamb was eaten with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. The priests and scribes were scheming to put Christ to death, whilst Christ was preparing for his sacrifice. The one preparation was evil, and the other was the perfection of righteousness. The apostles were unaware that the Lord was to die an atoning death. But someone had at least a premonition of that terrible event. She came with an alabaster cruse of pure nard, very precious, which she broke so that the ointment ran over the head of Jesus. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Why she should have anointed the body now, and not as part of the ceremony in caring for the dead, we do not know. There was an urgency in her mind. Her gift was very precious. It is interesting that the word spikenard is at root associated with faith and assurance. This loving deed was never to be forgotten and would be known all over the world wherever the gospel was preached. The record in John tells us that the odour of the ointment filled the house. And it still does. Jesus said two more words about this loving act. The first is very simple. She hath done what she could. This is what the Lord requires of us, to do what we can and not what we cannot. Every opportunity to do what we can should be spurred by love for the Master. Secondly, it is recorded and read everywhere for a memorial of her. Moreover, this deed was done in the house of a leper. Whether cured or the disease was spent, we do not know. If we do what we can in love for our Lord, where we can, it will be remembered. The incident was marred by the hypocritical care for the poor by Judas. It cannot be a coincidence that the man who called this overflowing love purposeless waste is himself remembered by the Lord when he prays, saying that he has lost none of the apostles save this son of perdition, this son of waste. Let not the overflowing love of Christ be wasted on us. Rather, let us always keep the feast of memorial in sincerity and truth. And so they went to keep the Passover, the Last Supper. The word used for the venue, guest chamber, is most interesting. The word for inn in the expression no room in the inn in Luke chapter 2 is precisely the same word as guest chamber. Man had no room for Jesus in the inn. But he has room for us in his guest chamber, a large upper room. There is room for all who will come on the living way. This being so, we must show the same kind of magnanimity and generosity in our dealings with others. And so they went to Gethsemane. The place of the olive press was the place of excruciating prayer. Jesus led 8 of the 12 disciples to one place apart and took the remaining 3 to another whilst he went to pray still further in the garden. He began to be sore amazed. The root means utterly astonished and very heavy. A burden of unspeakable weight was coming to rest on his shoulders when the Lord would lay on him the iniquity of us all. It was beyond his strength to carry the load unaided. Gethsemane was the moment of truth, the time of resolution. That the Lord accepted that burden is the means of our salvation. Thank you.